It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than an Iowa caucus. Join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, clicking a live broadcast. That'll be in. Number to call, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by the recovered Pip Helix.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Pip. Joe will be here later on, so like for one of the few times, we're actually going to have a full cast of characters.
We're going to be full of Joe.
We're going to be full of Joe. On the show, we've got a school of fools. As a very good student is not allowed to walk or even attend school without being suspended because of his dreadlocks. We'll talk about that. A college professor gets fired over a satirical private post. A police officer gets fired for anti-Obama and anti-Hillary Clinton posts, but there's a little bit more to it than that. We have a school of fools as a local New Jersey mayor gets a little too drunk and... passes out at his employee's place, his co-workers, and they are none too thrilled. On the Afterbirth show, a firefighter gets fired over her Instagram posts, and we will go to part two of Scamming Scammers with Han. We will do that in part three of the show. Part two and part three of the show, we will continue with that brand new relationship as we got to meet Han last week. So, Pip is recovered. Hello, Pip.
Hi.
You're looking much more sprightly this week.
Thank you. It's makeup?
No, it's not that. So to recap, last week, Pip came here and died. She pretty much died.
That's pretty damn accurate.
Pip came here to die.
I did. I rolled up and went, oh.
Pip slept here.
I did.
And Pip did not leave till like 10, 11 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah, I know.
You know, she did herself good, as you recall. I did most of the show myself. Joe called in later on, but...
I remember hearing bits and pieces, but...
Over the snoring.
Over my snoring. Well, you know what? I've never lied about that.
Oh, no. I was just glad you could breathe without your CPAP.
I can breathe without it. I'm going to snore.
That's fine. So, last week, I surmised, because Pip said, well, you know, all I had for lunch today was a chicken salad sandwich from my favorite deli. And I said, I bet that chicken salad sandwich is what did you in. But there was more details, which I did not know at the time. So first of all, I was correct. It was the chicken salad sandwich that you did.
Oh, boy, howdy. And I have to say that it's taken all this time for me to be able to hear those words together without feeling like a repeat of that evening's events.
It's like when you drink too much, you get drunk, you just can't hear the words.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't hear. When you left on Wednesday, you couldn't.
I was like, please don't say the word. Actually, during the show, when I was still trying to carry on with the show, you were talking about that word, about the food, and I literally pointed to you upstairs because just talking about it tipped the scales, and I had to go and throw up.
So, I surmised that the chicken salad is never a good choice. Even the wife agreed with this. She's like, no, you can't get the chicken salad. I go, well, you get tuna salad out. She goes, yeah, but the tuna salad turns over quicker. The chicken salad, people don't gravitate towards the chicken salad.
I mean, that's an interesting
I had never heard that before, but
hypothesis,
it makes sense. But further investigation, as I'm wont to do, when I want to know the thing, there's more to this chicken salad sandwich than meets the eye.
More than I knew.
Well, no, you knew. You knew.
No, I didn't.
No, you knew.
Oh, okay, what?
You knew, and you chose unwisely. After further review, that was at least 3-day-old chicken salad.
Yeah, but you know what?
No, there's no yeah, but. There's no yeah, but. As I said, at least you don't know when it was made. It means you had it for 3 days. Chicken salad is not so. Chicken salad, 1-2 days tops. If you want to gamble with it, you 2 days. After that, you set the bird free. Not only that, at least three-day-old chicken salad, which you don't even know if it's 3 days old because you didn't make it yourself.
Right.
Not only that. Upon further investigation, we pooled our sources. We did a deep dive.
There was a full investigation on this.
Yes. Well, when somebody almost takes you out, in this case, you almost taking you out. Upon further review, not only was this at least 3-day-old chicken salad sandwich, but it was 3-day-old chicken salad sandwich or chicken salad that was left on the counter. That at one point, Mr. Helix said, so I better put this away.
That I didn't even know.
You left it out!
But he never discussed it with me.
You left it out! You're the one who put it out! Did you put it back? Don't blame Mr. Helix. This is on you!
No.
You're responsible for your own chicken salad.
Oh, I'm not blaming him.
I will not.
I'm just
I will defend Mr. Helix.
Oh, no, I wasn't blaming him. He doesn't eat it. I'm not blaming him, but he didn't tell me this, that he found it sitting out and put it away.
But you're the one who took it out. Did you put it away? At that point, the bird's not going to go home to the roost. The bird is depending on you to get back to the refrigerator.
No, I almost always put food away, like, immediately. But apparently I didn't. He didn't tell me this until after that night when he got home from work. And he said that he had discussed this with you. And I'm like, I did? I wouldn't have fucking eaten it if he told me that.
Yeah, you would have.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
At least 3-day chicken salad sandwich that had been left out. And not only this, so now I didn't know this. Mr. Helix does not eat this. I did not know Mr. Helix does not eat chicken.
No.
We're breaking news here. Breaking news. Not only this.
Breaking news. This just in.
Yes. Not only that, but I did also learn upon further investigation. Pip not bought. So nobody else in the house is eating the chicken salad sandwich. Eating chicken salad.
Well, the cats would love to.
Right. But this one human being.
Right.
One human being. Pip buys not one container, not two container, but 3 containers. Of the chicken salad.
No,
I'm going to trust me. That's what Mr. Helix said. He said you bought 3 containers of it.
No, there- I bought 3 different kinds of salads.
But still, it doesn't matter. You're not going to eat all that, as we found out. You are not going to eat that in a safe and timely manner.
The tuna went. Because I love their tuna salad.
Oh, so you bought chicken salad and tuna salad, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to eat all this before it goes bad. But you're not.
You know what? I was a gabon. I hadn't been to that deli in months.
So you figured buy it all now.
And I my eyes were bigger than my stomach. And I went.
So how many containers of tuna did you buy?
I bought 1 container of tuna.
Okay.
I got a half a container of noodle.
All right.
And then the mistake was I also bought chicken salad.
3 containers.
Yeah. And
there's no way. Unless you're
like,
just eating.
That's all I was going to eat all weekend.
So Mr. Helix can fend for himself.
No. Well, there was other stuff for him to eat.
But you didn't eat it all weekend, did you?
I did.
No, because when Tuesday rolled around, you ate some more.
There were still some chickens
right,
left.
Which proves my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a cavalcade of fatal mistakes and bad decisions that led us to Pip almost dying on my couch. And then you got to throw the couch away because somebody died on it. Probably soils herself and the couch.
Well, there is that tape outline that you've conveniently left
that
there.
That was just the perspiration.
Wait a minute. And it looks exactly like me.
Yes. So, yeah. So once again, your pal's right. I knew what the culprit was. But I did not know how fucking stupid you were.
Well, now I have an alternate theory of the crime.
Why wouldn't you?
I do.
Okay.
Well, the other part of it is, well, number one, I didn't realize that it had been left out on the counter.
You should. You left it out.
I know, but he didn't say, hey, I left it. You left it out and I put it
away. So now you need a monitor too?
Well, but if I had known it had sat out, there's no way I would have been eating it.
But you took it out.
I didn't remember. that I left it out.
So
apparently.
Now you can no longer be trusted to make a fucking sandwich on your own because there are too many steps, and you're going to and oh squirrel.
Where? Well, you know what? I could leave the oven on. The oven might be on right now. I gotta go home.
I wouldn't put it past you.
I gotta go home.
I've done the show before without you. It's fine. I'm used to it now.
But here's the other thing. Normally, I have probably made mistakes like this in the past. I've eaten plenty of mayonnaise-laden salads in my years.
No, wait.
I was on my third course of antibiotics at that point. My intestinal flora is gone. Anything helpful that would be in my gut that would have saved me from that reaction, gone, decimated.
But that doesn't help you because you know how much antibiotics, and more importantly, you know you get.
I didn't think about it.
No, you didn't think about a lot of things, did you? You get sick a lot. You can't take those risks anymore. You know, when you're younger, your stomach can handle more things. When I was younger, I could do a roller coaster. When I was younger, I could eat food like a fucking, to use Pip's word, a gavon, and it wouldn't get stuck in my throat. Now I have to eat slowly like Nana putting in her dentures or the food revolts and comes back out and goes, I'm not going down in that tum-tum. So you make adjustments when you realize your health is. You know your health's not what it used to. This is all on you, all bad decisions, starting with 3 fucking containers of deli chicken salad.
It wasn't all chicken salad, number one, but
No, 3 containers of chicken salad.
What? No.
You bought 3 containers of chicken. That's what he said. You said
he misspoke.
No.
Because it was tuna, noodle, and chicken salad.
Oh, he said you bought 3 containers of it.
Yeah, no. Oh my god, no.
Oh, like that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, I got the tuna, the noodle, and the chicken salad.
Well, you know what?
I figured
what day did you buy it?
I bought it on, I think it was Sunday. Was it Sunday? I'm not 100%. I don't know, but I know that...
That was a fatal flaw. Now you won't be able to eat that chicken salad for a while.
No, it's going to be a while. Yeah,
you've ruined it for yourself.
It's really going to be... I can eat chicken again because I've eaten it... I started eating again on Friday.
That is crazy. You went days without eating.
I went days without eating.
That is insane.
I just had... I brought a giant Gatorade, and I sat there at work with my giant Gatorade. And there was like... Yeah, I went days without eating. Because Wednesday, I was like, no.
That's crazy.
And then Thursday, I was like, yeah, still no. And then Friday, I was like, maybe. And then I went and I covered that show for you, and they have a beautiful buffet.
Casa Bianca.
And always really lovely food and everything. So I was finally starting to feel hungry, and I was like, okay, I'm going to have some food there.
You don't eat for days, and then you break it on a buffet full of rich, heavy food.
Well, I wasn't eating the rich, heavy food.
Okay, because there's a lot of rich, heavy food there.
No, I know, but that's not what I was eating. Like, they have nice sautéed vegetables.
They do.
And
salads.
Well, I didn't eat the salads because too much roughage for a tender tum. But I had a piece of chicken, and I had a little bit of the ziti pasta, and I had 2 baby meatballs.
Meatballs are good there.
Yeah, they are. And a couple chunks of cheese.
All right,
and a roll.
All right. Nobody wants to hear.
No, I know, but I'm
you
just
didn't,
saying
you didn't
that
eat a lot, but
I didn't go crazy.
It's good food there.
Yeah.
So you ran the show, sold out show.
Sold out show, and it was really good to see Gonzo. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even sure if he'd remember me, and he was like, yeah, he was so happy to see me. It was really nice.
My mentor, the man who started me on this path.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a while ago that I saw him. We saw him at a convention. And
at a chiller convention.
Yeah, at a chiller convention.
When he was doing his
ago.
Horror movies.
Yeah. And so Mr. Helix met him there, and he just couldn't place what I'm talking about. And I was like, you know, he used to do the like horror movie things. We saw him at the chiller, and he's like, oh yeah, I do know this guy. And so, you know, we had a nice little reunion, and Mr. Helix was thrilled to eat dinner with Uncle Floyd. That was really fun.
Is that a real special treat?
It actually was, because they were sitting there talking about, like, you know, old comedian stories, war stories, and so that was like I asked him, you know, well, did you like that? And he goes, oh, did you hear me talking? No, because I was in my glory. I'm just listening. You know, so we just sat there and ate.
It
like,
was Mr. Helix's Make-A-Wish.
It was, it was really good. And I mean, the place the place was packed with happy folk. And one table in particular was really friggin' happy.
Really happy.
So happy.
We like happy people.
They were a little too happy.
A little too drunk?
Yeah.
A little too drinky drink?
Yeah, it was a bunch of girls.
Oh, hot?
Nah,
they're old fucking.
No. They were like, you know, 30s. So, you know, they weren't bad looking women.
Yeah, they let themselves go. Fucking Jersey house frows.
No, they didn't. No, they were. There were some nice looking women, but I wouldn't. I don't know. Hot
girls' night out.
It was girls' night out. It was somebody's birthday, and they're all like, "Yay!
It's my birthday!
Oh, yay!
Suck a cock."
I'm sure that could have been provided.
Really?
It was like, but these girls wouldn't shut the fuck up. They were having their own party while the show's going on.
Let's go to a nice quiet comedy show where we can talk.
Yeah. It's yeah. The they're like, nah, 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 nah.
It's, the it's the worst.
It's terrible. And I saw the people sitting next to them, like the couple turn and look over their shoulder at them like, could you possibly be louder?
Yeah, the venue needs to step in there.
Yeah, we're almost hearing the show. You have to, like, step it up. And I was just like, I almost wanted to go over and go, ladies.
Whores.
Ladies and whores. you're disturbing these people. Can you not see that? But they were too drunk and they didn't care. So they're having their own private party.
Women.
So then, poor Gonzo. Bobby does this bit that we've talked about.
The arms. Classic vaudeville bit.
And it's, you know what? I know you guys, you and Joe and other comedians go on about, oh, it's so hacky, it's so old.
Me? No. Blah, blah, blah. He does it well.
He does it well. I always enjoy seeing
him
do
arms
it.
The arms is where a comedian gets somebody from the audience to serve as that comedian's arms. They stand behind the comedian and they act out a story. That is the arms.
And the arms is funny. And
it is funny.
It's
always a crowd pleaser.
He has a certain charm.
He does.
And so, you know, like the
same arms that I brought to Louisville, Kentucky, as I explained to the audience, the Jersey background, the Jersey mics.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what when Joe and I were there last year and Johnny Watson was there.
Yeah.
Well, I did Gonzo's version of the arms on stage. I was doing the Gonzo voice.
That's funny. I mean,
it was like he was there.
I
God loves me. Little kiss. Wash my chest. Wash my tummy.
Well, let me tell you something. When he was looking for women in the audience, I mean, like, nobody was moving for like a rather prolonged time.
That's the downfall.
I almost thought about going in and like saving him and being one of the arms because he was just not getting anybody jump up.
That's
you
rough.
Know?
And that many people, you think somebody would jump
if
up.
If nobody was going to go up there, I was going to go up and help him because that you can't leave him hanging.
You're a good sport.
But one of the girls' night out table decided that one of their number had to get up there.
Okay.
Come on, Jennifer, whatever her name was. Ah, come on, Sharon, get up there. Ah.
Your woman voice sounds like your Gonzo voice.
I know. It was very similar.
Okay.
But they were
very
all like.
High-pitched.
It became higher and higher pitched as they started screeching at the one woman trying to get her to go up there. So finally, in her drunkenness, she boldly walked up there, and they got another girl at a table close in the front. And this girl
had two women behind him.
Yeah, he had two
he
women.
He had the two-women version.
He had one on each side.
Oh, there you go. That's
what you Joe's girl says I sound like Jizz Sock.
That's an inspiration!
That probably was an inspiration.
Fill to the rim!
Oh, God. I wonder if Gonzo has any idea that his alter ego is Jizz Sock.
Joe might tell.
So... He had one arm, one girl on each arm.
It's the way I do it.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Yeah, I do.
So for the sake of the purposes, there's drunk broad and shy girl. So drunk broad is
two arms can't work together.
They could not. Drunk
personalities.
Drunk broad is flailing her arms around. Ugh. Like, no matter what he says.
So we're driving. Now we're fighting.
We're driving. And apparently she doesn't know how to drive. We're fighting. She doesn't know how to fight either. Yeah. She doesn't know how to point at things.
She just knows how to flail like a victim.
Oh, God. That's so dark.
The only way I play.
So she's flailing and flailing her hands around, and Shy Girl is just like,
Shy Girl.
She's doing the quiet, like, motions, like very understated motions and stuff.
Which is perfect for that bit.
Yeah, so you have one, you know, like, one arm that apparently has some kind of palsy, and the other arm has some kind of...
Spasm?
Some kind of inability to move. So it's just... Uh-huh. Very fragile little movements and flail.
Poor Bobby.
Oh God, it was really one sided. So this drunk broad wails out and smacks the mic right off of the stand, off the stage, onto the ground.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
And for all we can tell, fucking kills the mic.
Ooh.
And meanwhile, the headliner is pacing back and forth like a panther. Far away, like by the banquet, far away from the act, going, oh my God, because he thinks that now they've broken the only mic. And I'm staring at it like a deer in the headlights, going, I don't even know what to do at this point.
Nothing you can do. It's not our equipment.
Yeah, I know. So I'm staring at it like, oh God. So there's like a pause in the action while the owner's son comes up and like changes out the mic and like tries to get it going. And there's some moments where it doesn't seem like it's going to work. And the headliner's going, oh, my God. And I said, this is like my worst nightmare. And he goes, this is the stuff of nightmares. And we're both like, oh, God. We're like freaking out,
you know,
until it
works. I've done a show with that many people, 200-300 people, where the mic didn't work. You just project like a mofo.
I know. But the thing was that he didn't want to have to do that.
Aww.
You know?
Listen. He's getting paid enough. Fucking do it. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Well, it was just looking scary.
I understand. You know? But suck it up, Buttercup.
But... It started to work again, and we're like, ah. Oh. So he goes back into the arms. He's still got the women up there, and they made it through that whole moment. So he gets the action going again, and they're like, they're doing the arms, and now it's the shower scene, rubbing
the
my
shower
chest.
Scene. Yeah, so what it is a Bobby pretends that he's taking a shower, and their hands are working their way down his body.
Yeah, so... They're rubbing his chest, and you know, and then they're rubbing his belly. They're both really getting into it. Junk Broad is like going past the rest of the class and reaching down
in his pants.
I've seen
him grab before.
From my point of view, it looks like she's going for stuff, and I'm like, I'm looking at Mr. Helix like, do you even? And I'm like, and he goes,
poor Bobby had a Me Too moment.
No, she. Wailed him in the dick.
What?
She did. She did.
Fucking drunk Jersey women suck.
She wailed him right in the dick.
What a whore.
When he was done, you know, it's like, okay, good night.
Higher than when he started.
So much higher.
Only dogs can hear him as he's saying good night.
He comes over and I go.
She punched him in the dick?
I go, did she actually touch you? And she goes, yeah, she punched me in the dick. Yep.
How do you give Bobby all complete credit for professionalism? I got to tell you, when I get punched in the dick, I might have to break character.
I totally was expecting anybody else would have punched back. And
at the least, you get doubled over. It ruins your train of thought.
Yeah.
It shows you what a professional Bobby Gonzo is.
He totally kept it together. He just kind of went like, oh, ha, you know, like,
oh,
and
what
I'm
a
like,
fucking twat.
Yeah. Ugh. And so I go, ugh. Seriously? I'm feeling so bad.
I hope she
for
douches
him.
With razor blades.
Well, I'll tell you something. She, I don't know what she was up to, but at the end of the night, she left with an entire pineapple.
Was she SpongeBob?
No, she. So she's walking out, and she's got a pineapple. Now, the owner's standing next to me because we're talking to business and whatever, and so he looks over and he goes, now, he's got a slight accent. I'm not really, I don't remember exactly where they're from, but it's like Eastern European accent. And he's like, you have a what? A pineapple?
He's just bewildered.
He's just like, where, you have a pineapple? And she goes,
I can't comprehend.
And he turns around and looks at her, and she's just like, yes, somebody gave it to me. And he's like, looking at her like, I know you fucking stole that off of our buffet. Like, I live here. I know.
I live here. I live here. You know, the buffet.
I live here. But he's like, he's looking at her like, I can't believe you're like.
It's a centerpiece.
Yeah, it is. And so she goes, so she takes the pineapple and starts shoving it down her blouse.
It's not melons, you whore. What are you doing? It's prickly.
I'm like, what is she doing? Then she walks over to the owner and kisses him on the mouth. And then walked away.
Thank you for the pineapple.
And so he's staring at her with the most bewildered look on his face. Like, what the fuck just happened? And I'm like, I go, where did she get the pineapple? And he goes, she got it from the ice. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. So not only did she... larceny.
She sexually assaulted my host.
Simple assault. And misdemeanor.
Me too'd the owner is what she did. She me too'd my host and me too'd the owner. You can't do that.
Sexual assault on two different men there. If that was a guy pulling this shit.
Oh my God, being cuffs.
Absolutely.
Was this bitch hot?
She was good looking.
All right.
She was good looking, but it's like she sexually assaulted two men. She assaulted
one.
I
like how both guys are like, oh, well, I guess that's what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, they were both.
Guys don't know how to react to this shit. We're bewildered.
I think they were in shock. They were like, yeah. What the fuck just happened? So, see, Gonzo was long gone at that point, but I was just like.
He had to ice his dick.
Yeah. Well, he could have taken the frosty pineapple, but she fucking stole that.
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't wait to see it and tell you. I didn't want to tell you before we were here. Can you believe this?
Yes,
shit?
I can.
This was like bitches be crazy. You know? It was like.
Yeah, I should have played the music. You should have told me.
You know what?
You should have told me to cue the music.
I know. 2020 hindsight. I was just like, I just thought as I was saying it, this bitches be crazy.
What a dumb twat.
I know. And
that's the problem with women when they get drunk. They're just. Obnoxious.
Well, you know,
if you're not sleeping with them, there's really no usefulness for them.
For drunks?
Drunk women.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I know that.
Actually, if I'm not sleeping with them, anyway. I was going to be honest with the audience.
Hey, now.
But whatever. Yeah, yeah. No, you're all very useful and come in handy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're all making my world a better place. Thank you for being here. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Right back at you. You know,
animal. But they behave for Uncle Floyd?
Or
he just ignored them?
Well, no. They were being loud during Uncle Floyd. And he ignored them because they were keeping it to a kind of dull roar, and I think somebody who might have been, like, okay to drive actually realized that they were getting dirty looks and, like, calmed them down a little bit after a while. But it was just, they were obnoxious, you know, to the point where if I had been in the audience and I had paid good money to listen to the show, I would have been walking over.
Ugh, people just suck. They just don't know how to behave.
But I'm the bitch that will go over and walk over.
You are. You're my hero.
I will do that because... If I'm that annoyed, other people
actually,
around
my mom
are annoyed
does that too.
Too,
and I'm always mortified. Shut up!
Oh my God,
it's
Mom!
Like, I remember like just so embarrassing. It's like embarrassing. I'll just let it go. So what if there's a switchblade in the pasta? Don't say anything.
It's different when it's for your parents,
I guess.
When it's your mom, you're like, oh,
but I'm never the one. I've talked about it before. I got no fucking stones for that.
But here's the thing. This is what is so bizarre because in all other instances, like I've seen you. In business, I've seen you handle other situations. You do have the stones to handle things. I am more likely in those kind of situations to like bow down and not say anything. For some reason, when it's in public and somebody is being a douche nozzle and bothering everybody, all of a sudden, then I rectify the, you know, oh yeah, come here and fucking say that.
You're quite handy.
No, it's I think the jersey comes up after a certain amount of annoyance. I'm lucky it has not reared its head at work. I have been trying. I wear my businesswoman suit.
How is that going?
Oh, Fuck.
The evil overlords have returned.
Oh,
the sequel we've all been waiting for.
I know. Everybody's so happy when I'm miserable.
I'm not happy when you're miserable.
No. I'm just saying. You know, I report about it. I have done on Facebook for years when I was so miserable. But
you work at a place where people go to die, and yet you wish you were one of them.
Yes.
What are these people doing to you?
It's crazy.
It often is.
It today, just today. I don't want to go into like the whole blah blah blah. But there's work that I have to do that
you've been reduced to data entry. Is that where we are, dear?
Well, there's behind that. Yeah, but it's a lot of data entry. Ugh. And just like. It's not always the same, but it's kind of repetitive work, but it's the kind of stuff that I said to myself, you know what, this will be a lot less stressful than the last couple jobs I've had. This might be a nice little spot for me. I'm getting my pension from the evil overlord job. It's not enough to, you know, keep us in bonbons and health insurance.
And
chicken salad. So, I'm too young to retire, and it's not enough money to retire on. So, I'm still working. But the thing is that I said I made a mental decision to take a less stressful job.
Started off good.
It started out good.
So before we get into this.
Yes.
At some point, because we've fans of yours.
Yes.
And I consider myself one of them.
Thank you.
I have noticed a pattern.
Yeah.
You're the constant in this.
Oh, I know.
Could it be you?
Oh, can't keep a fucking job, apparently.
Could you bring out the worst in these people?
I
could see getting frustrated with you.
Yeah,
just this
sure.
weekend you did shit that frustrated me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We just have a history of friendship and I don't have to see you every day.
Yeah.
So is it possible that the common X factor in the evil overlords is our beloved Pip Helix?
Oh, there's totally stuff that I have to work on. I own that.
Well, you're young. You'll get on that.
Yeah, sure.
So what happened today?
No, I think that I'm completely unemployable at this point.
You're getting there. Not to be a dick, but just because you will have had so many jobs in such a short amount of period of time, and we're not getting any younger, and it just gets tougher and tougher.
I know.
You get older. I'm unemployable. Unless somebody wants to hire me to run nonspecific shit, in which case I'm the guy.
Nonspecific.
Yeah, like I haven't really run anything but my own life and the people that trust me. But yeah, I mean, I can pretty much fix whatever you're fucking up.
Right.
I don't even need expertise in the field. I just know you're doing it wrong.
but
you're getting to the point where you're unemployable, so you're in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, I am. I am. This place is.
If they kill you, you won't have to travel.
Well, you know, I'm kind of two minds about this. I kind of want them to hold on to me while I look for something else.
Okay.
And I'm also kind of enjoying the idea that maybe they'll fire me at the end of the period that they told me that I have to get my shit together.
Oh, you've been told you have a period to get your shit together.
Oh, yes.
Oh, when did that happen?
Absolutely.
A shit together period.
What day was that?
Recently.
Yeah, it was recent.
It was recent.
Yeah.
So
it's about a week ago.
So Pip had one supervisor. When she had that one supervisor, she was doing very well, got along very well, was a happy little Helix.
Yep.
A new supervisor came in, and the chicken salad has hit the fan.
Yeah.
And the toilet. And has gone downhill since the new supervisor is in.
It was before she came in.
Oh, so you were already having issues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They found your weaknesses.
The thing is that there's stuff that I have to do that I was kind of sold a bill of goods. They're like, okay, this is the stuff that you have to do, and this is how much it is, and it's going to be a little heavier during these months. Okay. No. No fucking way.
So they lied to you about the job. So it's not completely your fault.
No, because there used to be a part-timer that did what I do, and they kind of rearranged the position a little. And then all of a sudden, November hit, and they're like, I know that they get busier in that month, but
it's dying season.
The degree to which they got busy versus
they do a big fundraiser that you had a big hand in, right? No. Can't talk about that?
No.
It's just, I'm not going to say what it was.
No, I know, but it, no.
All right, you didn't.
No.
You didn't.
So there's a project that has to happen, and they didn't explain to me, and then they had changed the parameters of it from the year before.
But you weren't there the year before.
No, but I'm told that they used to have, they used to actually have volunteers work on part of the project. And they said, no, we don't need that. We're going to have this person do it. It's an insurmountable amount of work. It's not humanly possible for one person to do it. So I got behind. And, of course, now I'm new. And in between supervisors, a higher up was our department's supervisor. Now, I don't want to say, because I'm just there a couple months, yeah, I can't do all this work. So I'm
You'll
like,
show them.
I'm like,
that you can't do
no.
All
I'm
this
like,
work.
Well, I'm trying, but I'm behind. And they're at now, and I told them this, but now everything that happened during this period is being rewritten. That I didn't tell them. I pretended I was up to date, and that I was hiding the stuff that I was working on. No, not at all. So then the new person came in and it was like, yeah, there's a mess here. So the new person started helping me work on the stuff.
Sounds good.
And even with two people working on it night and day, just starting to get to the end of it.
So
now.
So that you would think that would help you, that they would see just how ridiculous this amount was.
Yeah, no, it was my fault. I wrecked it. I wrecked everything. It's all my fault. And
you ruined Zombo.
I did. I ruined Zombo. So there's such a big pile. Well, now the person who came and started helping me did so in such a bizarre, hurried way
that it was a hindrance.
Yeah.
That
and
happens.
And a new person decides we have to add these new procedures. So that makes it take twice as long. But this is the best way to do it. So we have
these
new procedures.
So it's easier going forward?
No. No.
So why are they adding these new procedures?
Because they're the new boss. The new sheriff in town has got new ways to do things. So the new sheriff decided, oh, we're going to do this and that and the other thing. And that made it take twice as long. This person like took some of the work and started doing it. And even though I told them, this is the way you have to do it before we hand it off to the next department. She says, why do we have to do it that way? I'm doing it this way. And
no, she's the boss.
And fucked it up. And it went to the next department and they had a fucking cow. And then they said, well, Pip did it. Pip screwed it all up. And now we have extra work to do. And we're getting to the end of the year and she messed it all up.
Why didn't you tell them it wasn't you?
Because I have to say, yeah, my new boss fucked it up.
Yeah,
that's
it's good enough for Shaggy. I mean, they got caught doing it on the bathroom floor. Said it wasn't me. That's what you do. You do the Shaggy defense. Wasn't me.
No.
If it's good enough for Shaggy, it's good enough for you.
Well,
how dare you? He got caught cheating. Shaggy's like, wasn't me. That you got caught fucked. It wasn't even you. Yo, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me. But it's hard to
say.
That's
why you're no Shaggy.
No, I'm not. It's hard to say. Oh, my new boss fucked it up.
No, it's
and they're
not.
So talking to her.
No, it's actually not. Go, listen, I know how you wanted to do, but I have a boss. So if there's an issue, talk to my boss. I don't know what to, I work for my boss.
Oh, yeah, no. And
did
and
you say that?
What? No, I was like, yeah, no, they talked to her. But then all those mistakes and all those things were given back to me, and here's your deadline to fix them.
Well, you had to fix the problems. Uh-huh. But at least it
and it's impossible to do it in the deadlines that they've given me.
But did at least they find out it was her fault?
No.
No, you're not good at this at all.
No, well, the thing was that I got written up.
You got written up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was writing you up to what?
it's the minutia is too complicated.
Who do you get reported to?
You get reported, you know, up the chain of command and to HR.
Ugh.
And they put it in your personal file. What are they
file. Just general fuck up.
Basically. No. There was itemized this.
Really?
That and the other thing.
Reams of paper.
On this date, you said this, and this is what happened. Oh. And
you are not equipped for this.
Oh, no.
They are way too detail-oriented for somebody of your caliber and skill set.
There was so much stuff dragged into it. And I was
at least you have an itemized list of things to work on.
Yeah. It's really great.
That doesn't help?
No. Oh. Well, it does, okay. But I already knew because I could already see what she did.
So what you should have said is, oh, well, here's my list of things I've done wrong.
Well,
you guys missed some stuff.
Well, it's like, yeah, you took this part of the project and you fixed it. Yeah. Well, now the two things don't match. It's like, do you want it right or don't you? Apparently they don't. They just wanted it done. So my bad. I fixed it.
Well, see, that's where you got to call a meeting with the other department and your boss and go, listen, before I endeavor to get this done, let's all get on the same page exactly how you would like it done.
Oh, yeah. No, we've already had this kind of conversation. The thing was Pip bad was the result of all of the conversation.
In their defense, probably yes.
Pip bad, Pip work harder.
Ooh, harder.
Pip get stuff done faster.
So they think you're a slacker.
No, they think that I'm a fuck up.
I can see that. No, I mean, you try hard, but I've been your boss for many years. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
And there's a lot less that you're asked to do here.
No, but, I know, but you know what?
But you try.
I have to.
But you don't do it.
I have to say that in the pecking order of my life, when I'm under this much pressure, a day program, some of the stuff for the show is gonna fall.
Yeah, even when you weren't under pressure.
You don't know what.
We all know. Yeah. We all know. Trust me. I know. When you walk down the stairs, when I post on Facebook, we all know.
Yeah,
you're poker face. You're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But it's.
So now you're under the gun.
Oh, so yeah, I'm not sure because I have things that I'm supposed to, and they keep handing me more work to do. I have a deadline that I've been told that I have to meet by Friday. And I could have done that if they stopped handing me more work to do. So now my choice is stay late and finish everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get us all caught up to date just in time for them to fire me for my 6-month review.
I think you do got to stay late.
I have been doing that.
I mean, but you can't do the work at home?
No. No.
Why, this program,
it's proprietary.
Dial in? You can't dial in on a VPN?
No. No, it's sit there and work, and I have done that. Once I started actually putting in, at first I wasn't keeping track of it because you don't get paid overtime. Once I started actually tracking my overtime.
You don't get paid overtime, well, you're salaried.
Yeah,
but salaried. You're not management.
No, but I'm salaried.
So they
and we're supposed to be able to use flex time, but the new person just said, oh, no, you can't use flex time.
What is flex time?
Flex time means that, you know, if you worked late to work on a project, then you can take some of that time at another point, you know, maybe
get the
have
time
a,
off.
Maybe have, yeah, take personal a morning day. Off, gotcha. A personal day, something like that. So, but then the new boss said, yeah, no flex time. And I'm like, that's the company policy, not our department. So we'll have to look into that. But the other thing is, since... the end of October, I've been working like unpaid overtime, like crazy.
Do they know?
Yeah. I log it into my payroll, whether I get paid it or not.
It's got to count for something.
Apparently not. And it's like I did everything wrong. We've had conversations with the aboves saying, you know, no, we made that position full time. Why can't you get it done? It's not possible. It's not possible. I wasn't here last year. I don't know what you people did, but it's not possible. And working diligently, working like free time, I came in on the weekends, for God's sakes. You know, it can't be done. And so, but I still got brought in again this afternoon to be yelled at about the same issue.
So why don't you just, like, if they're going to yell at you and they're going to fire you in a couple of days anyway, why don't you just go fuck you?
Well, because I have to wait to get fired to get unemployment.
No, but if you say fuck you, that'll speed up the process.
I know, it probably would.
So, I mean, if that's where you are, if you know if
well,
the die's been cast.
Well, it's not 100% I'm going to get fired, and I'd rather work while I look. Because that, you know, it's more successful of a plan. And, you know, the health insurance is nice. But either they'll fire me.
You got the surgery on their dime. You showed them.
No, that was the previous.
Oh, that was a pretty. Look at you.
Yeah.
Moving in between jobs on somebody else's dime. You got it under control.
No, you pay.
So what are you going to be? I mean, where are we with. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you're not ready to retire.
No, just
you're not independently wealthy. No, nor is Mr. Helix. Mm-mm. What's there to do?
I'm looking.
What are you even looking for?
Well, you
what are you qualified to do well?
I don't want to. We'll see here.
That's what I'm saying. What are you qualified to do?
I can't answer that question without.
You don't have to say where you've worked. You've worked in government before. Are you qualified to go back to government work? That's fine.
No, I can't.
All right.
I'm done.
So it's got to be private sector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You work in offices. Now, before that, you've also been a janitor. Do you want to be a janitor again?
No.
You don't want to be at least you have quiet time.
No.
In the toilet.
No, I pretty much want to find an office job. That I'm not looking for pie in the sky, but pays like a decent salary and has health insurance. Office work.
So what do we look like? Between 50 and 75 a year?
Not even.
Really?
Yeah.
But aren't they giving those jobs to, like, you know, people out of like business school and college and shit like that?
Well, it depends on what particular job.
Could you be a secretary?
Yeah.
So you'd be a secretary.
Yeah, I could do that. Okay. You know, like there's all different kinds of like what you would call it, but there's all different kinds of office-y work. And I've done a lot of different types of it. And this
in a short amount of time, as luck would have it.
Well, no.
So you're up to date on all the different types of programs that offices are using?
Well, no, because everybody has their own proprietary kind of
software. Specialized stuff, like the general office suites.
Word, Excel, Outlook, yeah. That's what most of them ask for. I mean, sometimes if they're talking about, you know, like bookkeeping, which, they'll talk about, you know, can you do QuickBooks and stuff. I sort of did it, but not exactly. It's different. Working for the government is different. It's a different municipal, base of accounting.
So we are on the countdown till termination again.
Yeah.
I think you got to go out with a fuck you.
No, I never burn my bridges.
Bridges are burned. You burned.
No, I don't. I well not in the, you know, like splash around gasoline with a Bic. I mean, I would be like
I told you one person can't do this. Good luck finding somebody else. I came in on weekends. I worked overtime. You people don't care. Sorry it didn't work out. Peace out.
Yeah. Well, today was interesting because we had a small meeting, four people, and two of them, department heads, were having a cat fight while me and my coworker watched. That was awesome.
A completely unprofessional shit show.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. We were just
like.
You
know what they need? You know what they need? They need me. Fucking get everybody fucking squared away. Be able to delegate who can do what.
I dare you. Well, see, now on Facebook, I've been calling the upper management person that I've been dealing with, who's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's crazy overlord. I haven't come up with a great name for direct supervisor. She's a fuck nut, man.
Was she crazy or?
She's like really kind of like energetic, but in that kind of like. like all over the way, scattershot kind of way. And she just she comes in and she's like, "We've got to change this. We've got to change that." And she's telling other departments how they're going to run their shit.
I got a nickname.
What?
CC.
What's that?
Caffeinated cunt.
Oh, God, no.
Well, you just call it CC because you don't like the word cunt, but that's what it stands for. CC. Yeah, because she's a cunt. Yeah. And she's got a lot of energy. That's a caffeinated cunt right there.
She's a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, that doesn't describe it. What you just described is somebody that's like, you know, all over the place.
She's a little
mile a minute.
She's a little like frenetic at some points. And she's just like, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do this. And this is the basis. And
she's young, isn't she?
No.
Oh, really? Old with that much energy?
Yeah.
Oh, she must be exhausting.
She's exhausting.
She married?
No.
Of course not.
No, I guess she wore him out. But
how old is she?
I want to say 60.
Wow. That's really fucking old to have that much energy.
Well, you know,
at my age, I just can't be bothered that much.
In some ways, I would say that, you know, it's a great thing if you have some new blood and somebody who knows what they're doing and everything. But some of the stuff that I've seen and some of the it's all there's like a toughness, but there's also I want to do it the way I want to do it, and you're going to listen to me. But there's also
that's a lot of bosses stuff.
There's a lot of not willingness to listen to anybody else. Like now, I can't. Like I've been doing the same kind of job for almost 6 months, and I said, "Well, this is how you do this," and she can't seem to listen to me. And I said,
she's not a good listener.
Maybe we have to call up the computer guy and have a show at it again. I'm like, no, we don't. I know how to do it. It's you have to do that last step. So now I have to go back and do the whole month over because you didn't do that last step, you see. And I got to do all of that because.
So why don't you go above her head?
Because above her head is the crazy overlord.
So but at least go listen.
That's it.
I go, what do you want me to do? You guys want it. The program wants it done this way. She doesn't want to do it this way. So I can either make her happy and do it wrong, or I can make her unhappy and do it the way you want it done. How would you like me to do this? You put it back on them and go, because I can't do it. I can't do it in between. It's not working. That's what you do.
No, it's not that. It's that she wanted to, like, do stuff. There were 2 days of entries from the whole month that she had on her desk. She was going to do them. Fine. Knock yourself out. So she does them. She gets to a certain point where she realizes she fucked up. She'll know how to fix it. So she threw them back at me.
Oh, she's an asshole.
Yeah. Thank you.
She's an asshole.
I'm like, you know, leave it alone. And then there's something that the last step, she hasn't been doing this last step for the whole month. So now there are certain people that were supposed to get letters that they didn't get the letters because she didn't do the last step. And that's the thing that kicks off the system to say you need to send a letter to that person about that thing. So now she got a phone call today from somebody important.
Who was expecting a letter.
Who was expecting a letter, didn't get it, and was complaining about another person who was expecting a letter and they didn't get it. And so she had to listen to some crap because we're backed up. But also because this month she didn't do that thing. And so then as soon as she was done listening to that crap on the phone call, she called me in to tell me, yeah, we're behind. And this is the kind of stuff that's happening. Like, I don't know. And I wanted to say, yeah. And in this particular case, it's because of what you did.
She's over her head,
but
too.
But I can't. Of course, yeah, she is.
Oh, I do. That's why I don't. That's why I never lasted.
But I can't say shit like that to people.
Why?
Because it's my direct supervisor.
Right, but so what you say is,
say it in other ways.
Now,
like,
but you're probably passive aggressive.
No, no, no.
Well, maybe you should be. Here, what you say is, let me help you. This is what we need to do so that you don't have this agita and we'll all look better. This is going to make us shine. And you say it like that, like you're part of the team. Like you want to make her look as good as possible, and you don't want her to be stressed.
Right.
That's what you do.
Well, too many things to unpack there, but
it's a good start.
No, it's a really good script. And in a couple days, I'll actually be in a spot where I could say that.
That'd be good. Because then the other thing goes, because if we don't do this, it's going to keep on happening, and it's going to get worse.
I'd be like,
it's going to get worse, and then we're both going to be out of a job. So let's work together so that we could both succeed and look good. How about we do that? Because what's she going to do? Fire you for being honest? You're out the door anyway.
Fire me again?
Exactly. So at least this way, you're trying to help her succeed so she looks good to her boss.
Well,
because all her boss cares about is your department is fucking shit up. Yeah. She don't really care why it's fucked up.
No,
she doesn't care. She just knows at one point it wasn't fucked up,
mm-hmm.
and now it's fucked up.
Yes.
So she wants it unfucked. So that's how I would explain it to my boss. Go, listen, your boss, our boss, my boss's boss, she knows we're having problems.
Mm.
You and I have to do this together. Here's how I think we can do this. And we'll look like stars. And then going forward, we'll do it correctly, and we're just going to shine.
Mm. Yeah. I know the kind of bullshit I am supposed to say.
Yeah, but you're not being a badass, and you're not trying to be productive, so you're just floundering and miserable.
No. Being a badass.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to shake them by the fucking nuts.
No, this is not the point. The point where I've been written up to the point where they're like, yeah, and if you don't figure it out by this date, you're out.
Yes.
That's not the point to shake things up.
Yes. No, but you've let it get too far.
Yes, I did it single-handedly.
No, too. but I'm saying because you've taken all this shit for so long and have them pile it on you.
Oh, yeah.
Now it just looks like you're trying to save your ass. Which you are, but if you would have said, but when it started going bad, because you got to nip these things in the bud. Hey, Joe.
Well, now it's 20/20 hindsight because we're already here.
Well, then you can either fucking burn it down or you can try one last gasp. Those are your options. You either like this. Well, either we're talking about her getting fired again. It's happening soon.
Why?
You know her. I'm not recapping the fucking story.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of things. What I'm saying is, she either makes her last stand and goes "fuck you" with two middle fingers out, or she sits down her boss and says to her boss, because her boss's boss is getting upset because shit's not working right. She sits down with her boss and goes, "Listen, your boss is not happy. We need to fix this. Here's how we can do it."
Yeah, because if you let somebody go, it's not like the only, you know, it's not like you missed a slate on the Flintstone. You're all fired. If you let somebody go, your boss wants to know what happened. Were you not training correctly and stuff like that?
Already now.
But okay. Here's what's happening.
Her boss was my supervisor in between supervisors.
Here's what your boss needs to understand. Listen, I've been written up. It's good. I'd be like, listen, there's a good chance I might not survive. But I'd be like, but if you don't change everything, next time it's going to be you. Because they're going to notice that no matter who they keep bringing in here, things are not working. And then it's going to be you. So how about we fix this before it's me?
the scary part is that...
Does that make sense, right?
Yeah.
The scary part is that every day she comes up with a new plan and how we're going to fix it. But it changes back and forth.
See, I'd be documenting this shit. Yeah. I here's what I would do. Because you know you got a meeting coming. I'd write this down. Go, okay, let me up today. You want me to do blah, blah, blah. Then 2 days later, you go, womp, blah, blah, blah. So when they're about to fire, you go, look, here's how many times the plans change. This is my boss. What would you like me to do? And then they're gonna look at the boss sideways. Wait a second. This person might be the problem.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm solving problems, pal.
Yeah, as soon as you put your magic glasses on.
What is that? Is that like a shot?
No, this is the first time I've seen you in the magic glasses.
They're not magic glasses. They're protecting me from the blue light. No, it's true.
It's been 8 years now. You've finally gotten some protection against the blue light.
No, because it's harmful, and I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
So that's why these are treated. That's why I'm wearing these glasses.
Treated with what?
Something to filter out the blue light, like sunglasses, filter out UV rays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. So
you're busting his balls. It's the first time we've seen you in how many weeks?
Bullshit! I was with this moron 3 days.
Don't you remind me, moron? How dare you?
Stop.
Really? Oh. I was nice to your family. If I would know you would be the hostile, I would have told them exactly what a son of a bitch you are.
They know. No,
I don't
need
think
your
they
help.
Do. His family's very nice.
Very nice.
I met his
nice.
Family.
Oh,
yes. His brother. I can't get a read on. So, I feel like his brother was trapped with Joe for like 2 weeks, and now he's out of words. Like he just doesn't want to talk and be bothered with. against humanity.
No, he's tired. He's 90.
He's 90. You let it go. He's still fucking firm handshake. I'll give him that.
Oh, yeah. He'd kick your ass.
All right, settle down. Yeah, Grandpa's not kicking my ass, but he's got... Okay, relax. He's 90, but for a 90-year-old man, he's got a firm handshake.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, some of those 90-year-olds, look at Jack Palance doing one-handed push-ups. I mean, some of them are
Joe's
scary.
Joe's brother's not doing one-handed push-ups, okay? Relax.
I don't know.
Settle the fuck down. For 90, he's in great shape, looking good, strong handshake. He's not fucking Tony Atlas. Fucking relax. He's not Jack LaLanne.
He was.
Yes, he's 90 now. No,
still, he's a very...
I used to run a decent mile. I don't anymore. Time is taking its toll. It's okay. There's no shame in that. But let's not pretend. Yeah. You know, you used to have long, luscious locks and be a lumberjack. You're not... Neither one of those things are going to happen for you anymore. I don't think you could climb a tree. I don't think you have the stamina.
I snap a twig. I need a nap.
Exactly. You worked a half an hour the other night, and you were exhausted.
So I was tired.
I feel you,
and I was tired. I go, you were in the room all day sleeping. You worked a half hour. That was a rough half hour.
I totally understand.
And I wound up drinking and eating at the gig, and we drove home, and I wound up there. It was just a little about an hour of compound time left, so I wound up eating and drinking there, too.
Yeah, you do. You play to your strengths.
Yeah.
So before I take a break, I want to ask your opinion on something. I don't know if you've seen this on the news. Get your take on this, and then we will take our first break. You were very much against Colin Kaepernick and the other NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. We have that on record multiple times.
Yeah.
Many hours of the show have been wasted on that conversation. Have you seen the video of our commander-in-chief?
No.
Okay. During the Super Bowl, during the national anthem, our commander-in-chief is standing, his lovely bride next to her hand. On the wrong side, but whatever, she's trying. Maybe she's doing the Hebrew version of the national anthem, going backwards. I don't fucking know. Our commander-in-chief, he's standing. He's also slapping people on the back, pointing, and conducting an imaginary band while the national anthem is going on. There's no band there. He's like a fucking toddler. Like you play, like you going, dun, 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 like on our show, if we bring up a tune, and then you start playing air keyboard. Our commander-in-chief, during the national anthem, in which he's spoken out and made a whole big fucking deal of players, people protesting how that's disrespectful, is commanding an imaginary orchestra.
He's having fun. At least he's standing.
Yes, he's a talented boy. He's conducting an imaginary orchestra. Is that the best you got? You were so pissed off at these. You got nothing for that?
He should have showed a little bit more decorum.
You think?
A little bit more.
Is he on mushrooms?
Any fucking decorum. What is he, 3? Does he have ants in his pants? He's playing an imaginary orchestra. Then he's pointing. He's slapping people.
It's the best orchestra, too. Made of the best imaginary
perfect.
People.
It was a perfect rendition of a fake orchestra.
Best imaginary people I can get.
I hire the best imaginary orchestra.
Only the best. It sounded tremendous.
Are you mad? Because you were mad at the NFL players. You were fighting mad at the NFL players. Are you mad? I feel like you should be mad.
I have to see how much of a show he was putting
on. Oh, it was quite the show,
yeah,
Joe.
I didn't see it.
Oh, that's all right. It's maybe Pip will pull it up. Maybe Pip will pull it up. It was, the Miami Herald had it. It was on the Miami Herald site. You could do a Google search of it. It's about 52-second clip. I don't know how long it was. But, no, when I tell you, Joe, I'm going to act it out for you. When I tell, at one point, with a big smile on his face, while everybody else in the room is standing to attention, our commander-in-chief is doing this, Joe. You know, like he's a fucking conductor, both index fingers. The fans are very, there's no problem down there, I assure you. Pointing like he's leading the Boston Pops.
Yeah,
the national anthem. Which you said, we must all stand and show respect. Fuck these NFL players. I'm not watching them anymore.
You have to stand as whatever you want to do after that.
Oh, really? Really? Somehow I don't think it was Colin Kaepernick doing that. Somehow I don't think it was Barack Obama doing that. You would feel the same way. I think you'd be having a shit fit. And I'd be going, what the fuck is he doing? Not you, the president or the football player. I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, the Miami Herald says, as others stand at attention for anthem, Trump fidgets, points, pretend conducts the band. So there's, you know, I don't, I gotta get to the beginning of it, but
They're looking at the video right now. Mm-hmm. Like a goddamn toddler. Like if we took him to like Macy's, he would hide in a clothing rack.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me going, you're looking at the video. I'm supposed to look at the video.
No, just look at this part.
No, no. I'm trying to talk over, you know, while you guys look
well,
at
we're
it.
Staring at the computer screen.
I'm trying to do radio.
Which is scintillating for the listeners,
exactly.
You know.
Joe has moved the microphone away. His jaw is open. He looks a little bewildered, like, what the fuck? Are you guys, has it started?
Yeah, it's almost over.
Okay.
But
Joe is trying to think of a defense, possibly.
There's the wife. Baron's standing at her attention. He's waving his hands around in the air.
Maybe
like,
it's a spasm. Maybe he was having a seizure.
Maybe he was doing the arms by himself.
And I played the cadet. And I'm leading the choir.
Hold on. Let me end with the big Super Bowl punch.
And I'm taking a knee. No, I wouldn't do that. It's disrespectful.
That's it.
Yeah. So Joe has seen the video. Joe has not spoken since he's seen the video. He works his way back to the microphone, gathers his thoughts.
could have a little bit more decorum.
Could he have had less decorum, Joe? Could there have been less decorum?
Only if he unzipped his fly.
Right. Only if he did
and
what,
conducted the
only if he did a crotch chop and said suck it. Could he have been?
The song was 20 seconds longer.
They didn't get it all. Maybe it's there.
If he unzipped and started conducting the band with that baton, then that would have been less decorum.
I would say to you, a peaceful protest of taking a knee and not fidgeting is more decorum and more respectful for our national anthem than flailing away like you're leading the fucking band.
He's basking in the glory of the song.
Is that what he's doing? Yeah. Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We all love the song. Yet we all manage to stand there quietly with our hand on our chest. Nobody says, "Oh, I don't like this song." We all like the song. We're not three.
We're
even
not
3-year-olds great. Know to stand there. Well, you know, it's a catchy tune. Actually, no. But we're all proud of the song. No, but he's looking around like he wants approval for this display. He's looking around like, why isn't anybody clapping for me? I'm leading the imaginary orchestra. He's a maroon.
All he needed was a pinwheel in his hand, and then he would have been done.
You know, if that was Barack Obama, he'd go, send him back to ISIS where he came from. That's how you know he's a Muslim. You know, if it was Obama, you'd be shitting. You'd be pitching a shit fit right now. This is your guy. You got to own this. This is your man. This is your Trumpy bear.
I wasn't sitting there. I got to own. I wasn't there going dance.
I would have loved you.
Dance.
I danced the best.
Hold my hand.
Shooting at his feet. Pow, 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 pow. Dance.
Would you
say?
No,
because he's not the best at optics.
That's who he is.
Well, then what? Then you answered your own question.
I didn't have a question. I wanted your opinion.
All right. Well, that's who he is.
I know exactly who he
is. That's who he is.
He's a hypocritical asshole. That's who he is. You make a big stink about the NFL players. Maybe they shouldn't be in the country. Really? At least they could kneel quietly. At least they had a cause. You just wanted attention, you dumb motherfucker. All right. I wanted your take. You're kind of speechless. There's not much to defend. I'm glad you didn't really try to defend wholeheartedly. I appreciate it.
How am I going
to
defend now?
I've seen others try. I'm glad you didn't. Yeah. I appreciate the fact that you have enough respect for us and yourself not to do that. Yeah. But as always with Donald Trump, if he's coming down against something, wait. There's either a tweet from 5 years ago or he'll do something twice as bad.
If he was in a hoppity hop with sparklers bouncing around, I'd be like, yeah, well, what am I going to do?
He was pretty much doing that.
Pretty much,
he was
yeah.
pretty much doing that. Even his wife, who wasn't even born here, has her hand on the wrong side of her chest. But even she is respectful.
She's giving it a shot.
She's doing her best. You know, she's thinking, what is this asshole doing? What is he doing? Just stand there. Why can't you stand there?
See, and I have to say for her, you know, she should have learned by now. But I do remember being at somebody's wedding, being in somebody's wedding, and all of a sudden they came to the part where you're supposed to cross yourself. And I went, uh-oh, didn't know what I was doing. And the only free hand I had, because I had flowers and shit, I did it with my left hand. And I'm like, oh, no, is somebody going to take this as the sign of the devil?
What?
You're supposed to cross yourself with your right hand.
Oh,
and I did. I my only free hand was left. So I did my left hand. I'm
as
like,
as long as you do it, God don't care.
All right, good. I don't care.
He's not that
listen,
he's not actually there,
I'm
so not I'm
gonna
not worried.
I'm not going to give Melania shit. about it because she's trying.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You know, now if it was Michelle Obama, we'd never hear the end of it.
Oh, no.
It would be so bad that Limbo would cause himself to get lung cancer.
But I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that.
But I'm not that guy who's going to go after Melania for petty bullshit. I don't care. You know, whatevs. Mm-hmm. At least she's standing respectfully.
Yeah.
That's all I have. But when you're going to, maybe they should leave the country. They should, these sons of bitches, they shouldn't be allowed to play. And then you go, and then Joe, well, he's not much with optics. No, he's not much with continuity. Dumb motherfucker.
Or decorum.
Dumb motherfucker. Our commander in chief. All right. Look, it's not your fault.
I know.
You didn't make him do it.
It is. I don't know.
I'm not blaming you at all.
I'm
waiting to get a phone call later on the way. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have laid into you like that. It was my fault.
No, here's the problem with him. And it's hard to say this with the Democrats, with the fucking shit show they're putting on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody buy him a calculator.
An abacus something.
Some Chads.
We're going to beat Trump. Somebody.
No. I've been saying since he won, the only way Donald Trump can win re-election is if he's going against Democrats. Have I not been saying this?
Yes.
I've said, let me run against the dumb son of a bitch. I'll beat him.
We're going to beat Trump. Who? We'll get back to you on that.
We're going to get the Iowa caucus results in December.
Yes.
You will know who won Iowa, and what a bunch of dumb motherfuckers. It does make me feel better about our tech issues, though, when we have them, because the whole nation's not waiting on us.
Yes.
True.
What a bunch of... Well, let's try a new app. Why wouldn't we? It's just fucking counting.
I needed was a new plug.
Who's cut my iTunes password?
It all came down to somebody couldn't find the iTunes password.
Yeah, right.
Somebody needed the pre-sale password.
And you
want to
know something? If they said, we couldn't find the iTunes password, I fucking hear you. Yep.
So we have a toddler in chief.
Yes.
And an opposing party that can't count.
Mm.
This is the government we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
This truly is a government of the people.
Now, that would be funny if you took that video of him at the National Anthem and put the Baby Shark music in.
You have a project now. Oh, I could just see him fucking leading the show, him, and then the Democrats trying to count. Yeah. With Baby Shark going on.
Oh, yeah,
just
no.
Yeah. So we have the government we deserve.
God help us.
Morons to the left of me, idiots to the right of me, and I'm stuck in the middle with you. But all right. All right, we're going to take our first break. On the break, we got Little Grace with Silence and Kayla Grace with Drama Queen, and you can learn more about both of them